Bill the gambling bug bit a lot of men, but what it's done to me is a rotten sin. I've bet myself clean out of house and home. 'Cause there ain't nothing this side of hell like trying to pick a winner in the NFL, especially when your luck is going wrong. I was on the job and working hard when a man come along with this football card and said, "Try your luck, boy. All your friends have won." So I played the thing for a week or two and got a little behind like most folks do and started doubling up, and that's when they popped me some. Well, I lost my furniture on a Denver bet, opened, got my new Corvette, and the Rams are the reason I cashed in 5 hot checks. The Cardinals took my savings account, and the Redskins got a similar amount that I borrowed from a finance company on a 90-day note. Then Dallas put me in a hell of a fix. I gave up sip and they won by 6. You'd think that Staubach personally hated me. The Green Bay Packers were doing fine till they had to go into overtime. And when you got +1, you're dead when they win by 3. Then along come the Baltimore Colts for another stack of the cool C notes. Seems I can't win no matter what I try. Burt Jones might be their franchise, but the way he's bloodshot these old eyes is enough to make a grown man sit and cry. Well, the Pittsburgh Steelers left no choice but for my poor wife to file for divorce on the simple grounds of football cruelty. And I heard somewhere that the Bears were hot, so with them I took another shot, and you guessed it, pal, the Falcons beat them 40-3. Then Seattle and the cool Jim Zorn made me wish I'd never been born. I even let Tampa Bay take a shot at me. But I've got the Bengals and Chargers to thank for the losses that drove me to rob that bank. Even the cop that arrested me looked like a referee. Now here I sit with a stupid grin, and the jury's just now coming back in, and the foreman and the judge are looking at me real hard. And I know in my heart what they're gonna say. They gotta put me away where I can't play that American dream of trying to beat that football card. Bum Phillips has made a bum out of me. Miami Dolphins, they ought to put me in that tank. They flipped my wallet enough. Detroit Lions, whoo, they roared through me. And the Eagles flew away with my purse in their claws a few times. New England and Grogan didn't help me any. Cleveland Browns, they give me a black eye. And the Kansas City Chiefs, they tried to scalp me. Mercy, the Jets, Saints, Buffalo Bills, New York Giants, Vikings, and the Falcons, you name it, they nailed me. First, 49ers, they relieved me of my goal too. Football, I hate it. Now I love it. I think I'll give it one more shot during the playoffs. I might win the Super Bowl. I wonder if the Gifford, old Dandy Don, and Cosell ever played the card. That Greek ain't been right all the time either.
Songwriter and record producer Glenn Sutton wrote and recorded The Football Card. The song barely missed the top 40 country chart in 1979, but it would surface on radio stations during Super Bowl week for many years. Today, it opens the second half of the Music Box, which comes from my house to your radio each week on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. I'm Mike Duke. While Burl Ives is thought of mostly as a folk singer, his music crossed a number of genres. For instance, he recorded an album of songs written by Irving Berlin. From that album, here's What'll I Do?
What'll I do with only dreams of you that won't come true. What'll I do with just a photograph to tell my troubles to? When I'm alone with only dreams of you that won't come true, what'll I do?
Here's a nice and pretty instrumental that's easy on the ears from Montavati. The piece is Charmaine. Before that, Burl Ives asked, "What'll I do?" Johnny Horton had the number one song of 1959 with the Battle of New Orleans. While his record was at its peak, Queen Elizabeth was touring the British Commonwealth and had stops scheduled in Canada. Someone, somewhere, decided that it might not be smart for the Queen to hear a song about the British getting trounced anytime she was within earshot of a radio while on that tour. So an alternate version of the song was recorded for release in the British Commonwealth. Jimmy Driftwood, who wrote the original song, had a hand in writing the alternate, and Johnny Horton recorded it.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Pakenham up the Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we met the bloomin' rebels in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the rebels kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to runnin' on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We looked up the river and we see the rebels come, while we had at least 100 of us beating on the drum. We stepped so high and we made our bugles ring, while they stood beside their cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the rebels kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Old Hickory said they could take us by surprise if they didn't fire their muskets till they looked us in the eye. They held their fire till they seed our faces well. Then they opened up the squirrel guns and really gave us well. We fired our guns and the rebels kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to running on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. They fired their cannon till the barrel melted down, so they grabbed an alligator and they fought another round. They filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. When they touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind. We fired our guns and the rebels kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. Ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch him on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We took a little hike with our scouting master down to Lake Onega night. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. There must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We laid down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept real still and we had our eyes glued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast. We couldn't catch them on the lake and they can hike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellers, wait for me.
Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
Now we're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing
get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. Lincoln, Eagle, and Ike all the way to Buffalo.
Rudy Toot Toot,
Rudy Toot Toot, we are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go with the girls that do.
Homer and Jethro made their own history with the Battle of Cucamonga, which came marching out of the radio while the Battle of New Orleans was atop the chart in 1959. And we heard the British Commonwealth release of said battle song, which was also done by Johnny Horton. I'm Mike Duke. Blues guitarist and singer B.B. King was born in Itabena on September 16, 1925. Here's the title track and single from his 1973 album, To Know You Is to Love You.
To know you is to love you, but to know me is not.
Mississippi gave the blues to B.B. King, and B.B. King gave the blues to the world with songs like To Know You Is to Love You. And that brings us to another entry in the same title, different song, Foul of the Music Box. This song was first recorded by the Teddy Bears as To Know Him Is to Love Him. Peter and Gordon and Bobby Vinton later recorded it as To Know You Is to Love You, thus making it fit into the same title, different song category along with B.B. King. Here's Bobby Vinton from 1969.
To know you is to love you. Just to see you smile makes my life worthwhile. To know you is to love you. And I do, and I do, yes I do. I'd be good to you, and I'd bring love to you. Everyone says there'll come a day when I'll walk alongside of you. To know you is to love you. And I do, and I do, yes I do. My life worthwhile. To know you is to love you. And I do, and I do, and I do.
Ever since you've been gone, they've been coming on strong. Pain, come on in.
Come on in.
Hello, sorrow. I see you back again.
Back again.
Teardrops.
Teardrops.
Glad you dropped by.
You dropped by.
'Cause you can't help me drown my. And since you're here,
da, da, da.
The time seems to find to let you know that you're gonna be with me till I lose my mind. You've been gone much too long, and I can feel the heartaches coming on strong. Only thing you left for me was misery. Memories of a love gone wrong that keep coming on strong. Coming on strong. Coming on strong. Coming on strong.
We finished the third quarter of the music box with Coming On Strong by Brenda Lee. And we heard To Know Him Is to Love Him by Bobby Vinton. I'm Mike Duke. More stories, another birthday, and more football are ahead in the fourth quarter when the Music Box returns from my house to your radio after this concert hall timeout.